Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Hello, Mr. Fleming.
What? You two here again?
Yes, we'd like to work with you. It's about you, Dunn.
Now, look, ladies, we went into all that when you were here last week.
Yes, but we wanted to tell you.
And when I told you that this new Dunn is a soap for everything in your wash, what did you say?
We said we didn't believe
in
you.
In fact, you told me you didn't see how one granulated soap could do all three kinds of wash.
Well, we didn't see how the same soap could be so safe for colored rayon slip and give that greasy work just clean
and grimy towel snowy white.
Well, believe me, does it? It's one granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. And if you'd only try it, you'd see how really new Dove is.
But that's what we came to tell you. We did try Dove.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
Honestly, Mr. Fleming, you were right. Dove really washes my rayons beautifully.
Of course it does. Why, Dove is far safer for those pretty rayons than any other leading granulated wash say so.
But what amazed me most is how wonderfully clean Dove gets my husband's work shirts. And I don't have to do any hard scrubbing.
There, didn't I tell you? Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you does.
And, Mr. Fleming, you should see how snowy white Dove gets my towels. Why, I've never seen whiter washes than I get with you, Dove.
Well, I told you Dove would give you whiter washes. Far whiter than any number of other soaps.
And yet it's so safe. Believe me, from now on, it's Dove for everything in my wash.
Well, thanks a lot. And remember, Dove is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like Dove. That's why I say to every one of you, you owe it to yourself to try this amazing new soap. Just get a big red and white box of Dove today and let Dove do everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. The dinner tonight at the Goldbergs was as full of electricity as a cat's fur. Because Walter Jerome was there. And Walter's the young man who started something in Rosie Goldberg. It was a hectic, entrancing evening for her. And now, as she stands in Molly's bedroom, the first exclamation that comes from her mouth comes from her heart.
Why isn't Papa coming up to bed, Mom? He'll be up there. Oh, it was a wonderful evening, wasn't it, Mama, darling? Mm-hmm. I didn't act silly, did I, Mom? He was silly. Can I help you, Mother?
Please, don't lift me up.
Uh-huh.
Are you still there, sir?
Yes. You look so pretty tonight, Mom.
I do?
Uh-huh. I wish my eyes were as pretty as yours.
Your eyes? Father?
Are they both of them pretty?
Really pretty?
Take hold of the bed strip from under down. Just hold it up gently, yes?
I will, Mom.
Oh, I'm not so tired.
Too much salt in the soup,
no? No, my, it was just right.
Yeah, thank you. Lay Papa out there, yes. That's pajamas from his slippers,
will you? I will. Is Sammy upstairs?
He's in to bed already, I believe so.
Oh. Did you want with him, Mama, now?
Yes, please, dear, if you will.
Thank
you. He looks so young, Ma, when you hear his down that way.
I do.
Uh-huh. Ma, do you ever think about getting old?
How can I get old when you're young?
What do you mean, Ma?
Yeah.
A cat has 9 lives, and a mother has as many lives as she has children. So when you're 16, I'm 16. Only with one difference. Experience.
Now you want to warn me.
I said I warn you. But experience counts too, Rosalie. Experience is also something when it comes to living. Experience is a good teacher.
For whom, Mom?
For everyone. People who don't learn from experience never learn how to live.
Well, then you have to have experience, Mom.
Mm-hmm. But I have experience, Rosalie. Why should you do what I know shouldn't be done? Why waste my experience?
I'll come to you, Ma, when I need help. When I have to know what experience can do.
Yeah?
But I don't think it'll be much help.
Why not?
Because, see, even I know something about experience already, Ma. I know that if two people do the same thing, it can have different meanings for them. I mean, well, some people try to do good in the world, and they find out that it's very difficult. So experience teaches them that it isn't worth trying, and they give up.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. And take Luella and me. We both read the same book. And I like it when she does. People are different, Mom. And that means that their experience, even of the same thing, can be different.
Huh? Maybe so, dear. Maybe so. So, sometimes it's necessary for a daughter to go through life making the same mistakes as her mother.
You think so?
Regular.
Ma,
yeah.
Do you ever get a feeling that the things you're saying that you heard yourself say before, and the things you're doing you remember doing before, and you can't remember how or where?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it, Ma? It flashes through your mind all of a sudden like turning on an electric light.
You never know them. Sir?
You're still
uploading. I'm going to bed right now. Good night, sweetheart. Good night, dear. And sleep well.
And pleasant dreams. Oh,
you're wonderful tonight, Papa Doll.
I acted the perfect host, huh? So you're not ashamed of your father, even though Walter comes from the other side of the fence.
There are no more fences, Papa Darling. We all live in one great big yard. Good night, Papa Darling.
Good night.
Good night, Ma.
Good night.
Good night. I think.
Please, well, if you want me to come in to open the window, I'll come in. You heard me, I'll come in.
All right,
yes. Don't strain yourself to open the window because there's got a light on the window. It's hard to open.
I won't, Ma.
Good night.
Good night. Could I see it, Kitty? Come on down.
Yes?
May I come in, Sammy?
Come in. Why don't you go to bed?
I will, Sammy. How can you read that way?
Why?
Well, the lights are there.
Well, I can read.
Is it all right if I sit down?
Why don't you go to bed?
I will. Oh, we had a lovely evening, didn't we?
You did.
Well, couldn't you?
It was all right.
Mama looks so pretty, didn't she, Sammy? I thought that she...
It's the way she always looks.
Sammy.
Don't start asking me questions. I don't know any more about Walter than I told you.
Well, did I...
No, but that's what's on your mind. You want me to tell you something, Rosie?
Yes.
I better not.
Why?
Because you won't like it. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Tell me. What's the difference?
First, I don't think you should have asked Walter to take you to the dance.
But...
All right, baby. And secondly...
Yes?
Sit down here.
Yes, sir.
Well, it makes me feel kind of funny talking to you this way, but after all, well, I think more of you than anyone else. Maybe I can notice things you wouldn't notice. Little things. When a person feels all excited and wound up, they don't know exactly what they're doing.
Yes.
You're trying too hard, Rosie. You're not being yourself. You're trying to be someone who... Well, you're trying to make an impression. You're not making the impression you should make. The impression of yourself... Am I saying too much, Rosa?
No. What else?
Well, Stella feels kind of funny about his sister. He wants her to be perfect. He wants her to be thought of by other people the way he thinks of her himself. But it made me feel funny and embarrassed watching you tonight. Watching you trying to be something different from yourself. You didn't seem to know what to do with your feelings. You seemed to be running around wild, escaping all over the place. I wasn't the only one who noticed it. But that's what I mean, Rosie, when I say you're still very young. Maybe too young to be thinking what you're thinking. Oh, I wish I could say it more clearly, but... Well, I don't want you to wake up one morning feeling ashamed of the way you acted. You know what I mean, Rosie?
Uh-huh.
I'm only trying to help, Rosie.
I know.
I just told you, Rosie, because...
I'm glad you did, sir.
You all right?
Of course. Good night, Clint.
Good night. Stanley didn't mean for this to happen, but Rosie was all nerves all night, excited and happy because Walter was there. And perhaps he did make a funny impression, perhaps he didn't. But that crying, those tears, they're not the tears of embarrassment. They come from a different part of the heart, that secret, sheltered place where a girl first finds the first impulse of love. You know, it's a shame to spend your good money on soaps that only do a halfway job for dishes. Yet, if you're using a bar soap, it only goes halfway because it keeps you on speed. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it's short on safety to your hands. So I say, it's time you discovered new Dove. That amazing new kind of granulated soap. Dove is one soap for everything in your wash. And believe you me, it has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after you do dishes with Dove. It's the only leading granulated wash day soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet, Dove can't be beat by any soap made for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. You can tell from the suds how different Dove is. Just try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Rosie steps out into her real romance. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.